Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Hey, Central Ohio. The nationwide Children's Marathon will be taking over the city on October 18th and 19th. COTA riders can expect significant reroutes throughout the city. Operators will be working tirelessly to assist COTA customers. That's October 18th and 19th for the nationwide Children's Marathon. Expect significant reroutes downtown. You can view real-time updates on the transit app or at COTA.com. That's COTA.com. Good luck to all the runners.
Welcome to the Bowden Blitz ACC edition. I'm Joe Lisi, joined by former National Coach of the Year, Terry Bowden. We dive into week number six on the horizon. Coach, we take a look at the updated odds in the ACC. It's the Miami Hurricanes and everybody else. We do have some big games on tap for Louisville and Virginia. When you look at the conference overall, though, Coach, is Miami starting to separate themselves as the true contender within the ACC?
Now, I think without a doubt that most all of us agree that Miami is the clear number one in that conference. We've seen some other teams come along. I've been really impressed with Georgia Tech, but they had to pull one out of their rear ends this past weekend to stay in the hunt. Virginia's got themselves back in the ball game, but clearly Miami is the team that somebody's going to have to upset Miami, I believe, to knock them out of that number one position.
When you look at the conference as...
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. Social casino.
Hey, Central Ohio. The nationwide Children's Marathon will be taking over the city on October 18th and 19th. COTA riders can expect significant reroutes throughout the city. Operators will be working tirelessly to assist COTA customers. That's October 18th and 19th for the nationwide Children's Marathon. Expect significant reroutes downtown. You can view real-time updates on the transit app or at COTA.com. That's COTA.com. Good luck to all the runners.
The whole, we had two teams last year that made it, Clemson and SMU. Both teams lost in the first round of the college football playoff. If it is the Miami Hurricanes or let's just say another team like Florida State or Louisville, big picture, do you feel like the Hurricanes and the conference as a whole is built to potentially challenge for a national championship?
I think Miami is. I don't know that I see anybody else in that league that can do any better than to get to the playoffs, and I'm not sure they can get past the first round, maybe the second. But Miami, I believe, because of their strength through the portal, through the NIL, offensively, defensively, bringing in a quarterback that is a proven winner in big games. He was 27-3 at Georgia, won a lot of big ball games there. So I think they are the one team in the ACC that gives them a realistic chance to run through the playoffs. Although I wouldn't, when you start thinking Ohio State, some of the depth they've got in Oregon, I think you've got some, and then Georgia and Alabama, there are some other teams that'll be tough in the playoffs. But I think Miami has a chance once they get there.
When you talk about perception, and we talk about, let's just say, big picture, Miami runs the table and they're undefeated, they're an ACC champion. I feel like this year is a little bit different than what we saw a couple of years ago with Florida State winning the ACC, being undefeated and being left out of the college football playoff. I feel like the Hurricanes are viewed as one of the top teams in the country, and they just can go toe-to-toe with anybody in the nation, including the Big Ten and the SEC. Do you buy into that as well, that the perception might be a little bit different for the Hurricanes than what we saw a couple of years ago with Mike Norvell and Florida State?
Yeah, but Joe, I think if they had not lost their quarterback, I don't think anybody would have questioned their ability to compete in postseason. But when they lost their quarterback, that was their football team. It would be like Miami losing Cam Ward last year. He was such a huge part of the success of their program, and then their injuries hit number two. And there was some valid reasons. You may not have agreed with it, and I didn't, that Florida State was left out. But Miami with Carson Beck healthy, I don't think they fall to that category, because I think they've already beaten Notre Dame, who is playing the lights out. And right now people are talking like, you know what? No way Notre Dame was going to get back in with two losses. But you know what? They keep improving and playing like they did last week. We may see them in the playoffs. So I think you've got to thank Miami in respect to how they played against Notre Dame. And again, dang it, after last weekend, I want to see them get by Florida State first.
Yeah, it should be a tough game. Coach and I will dive into that game a little bit later in the show. We'll take a look at the updated Heisman odds. Right now in the conference, it is Carson Beck at 12-1, followed by Haynes King and Miller Moss, 30-1 for King, 80-1 for Miller Moss. They're both chasing now Fernando Mendoza, the starting quarterback for Indiana, that had a dynamic performance a couple of weeks ago against Illinois, completed 91% of his passes. But all Carson Beck does is win football games. Last time he played against Florida, it wasn't as flashy, only 160 yards in the performance, but he's playing well. He's not turning the football over. And as long as Miami continues to win, he should be able to close that gap over the coming weeks.
Yeah, and that's the key for him, because he's not going to, I don't think, he's not going to be a stat guy, and he's not flashy. But if he takes them to an undefeated season and wins the ACC, I'm not sure if that, the Heisman comes out right after that, that championship game. But I think that keeps him in the hunt. For a guy that can lead his team to victory, the number one criteria for quarterback, I do believe, is to lead your team to an undefeated season, lead your team to a conference championship. That's the biggest. After that, then you look for something flair, great statistics, great story, like Trinidad Chambliss. What a great story. If he were to win in the SEC, that would pick him up, because it's just such an interesting story. And then if Georgia Tech were to keep on going, they do so much with their quarterback, that could jump out there and say they keep on going and playing and doing well. It's because it is about the quarterback at Georgia Tech. He just finds a way to lead them to wins, to lead them to first downs. And so, you know, I think you've got Beck at Miami for sure. Georgia Tech still sitting out there finding a way to win, and the quarterback is central to their success.
You talk about Haynes King, he puts up basically 230, 240 yards per game through the air and adds another 100 per game on the ground. He's got three games this year alone where he's rushed solely for over 100 yards and has been the leading rusher for the Yellow Jackets. You have that type of performance each and every week. If Georgia Tech, let's just say, is the team that's unbeaten, an ACC champion, can he close the gap? Does Georgia Tech garner enough media hype, Coach, where Haynes King could be a 30-1 shot and potentially steal the Heisman?
Yeah, you know why? Because it's a publicity thing. Because if Georgia Tech were to keep on winning, and all of a sudden everybody is turning the TV to that channel, they're watching that game instead of all those other four or five games that are on at the same time, and now all the exposure is to him. So the Heisman is always going to be about publicity and what people see. And the more you win toward the end, if you're the quarterback and everybody's watching those games and a lot more people are starting to watch Georgia Tech, that is one of the scenarios that could happen. I'm not putting that above some of the others out there, but you know, if you're trying to ride someone with a pretty good payoff, Haynes King would be one of them.
It's interesting about Haynes King. He's only got about 725 plus passing yards, three touchdowns, one interception. Does have 300 plus rushing yards on the ground, coach, 5.2 yards per carry, and leads the team with seven rushing touchdowns. You get that type of performance the rest of the way, Haynes King might be able to close in on Carson Beck and some of the other front runners for a Heisman. What about Thomas Castellanos? Had a solid performance on the road against Virginia. Can he close the gap at 80-1 with a victory over the Hurricanes?
Yeah, I think if he wins, if they beat Miami and he's the central figure, and he will be, you know, Miami's going to win with a quarterback that distributes the ball, gets it to the right people. At Florida State, half the time the quarterback's going to be running that football. If he's not throwing it, he's going to be running it. He's going to be a huge part of their success. And so if he could be the star of the game and they beat Miami, he will gradually, I guarantee he will gradually, because of his chance to be exciting, to draw attention, he'll get back in the picture as well. And Florida State will get back in the picture as well for the conference championship.
Entering that matchup against Virginia, Florida State was averaging well over 300 yards rushing, had another dynamic performance. Castellanos put them in a position to potentially tie that game up. Deuce Robinson with the critical drop. When Coach and I return, we're going to be diving into that battle in Tallahassee. It's rivalry week, Miami and Florida State, Coach. On a scale from 1 to 10, how big is this game for the Seminoles to get back into national prominence?
One, it will get them back with their fans into Seminole prominence, because I guarantee that's going to be huge down there for that game. But if this is a game that they beat Miami, I guarantee that gets FSU back in the equation. And I think the interest nationally will again go toward FSU.
We'll come back and we'll break down the battle in Tallahassee, Miami, Florida State, coming up next. Back on the Bowden Blitz, Joe Lisi and Coach Bowden breaking down the biggest games in week number 6 in the ACC. No bigger game than the one in Tallahassee, 7:30 Saturday night. The Hurricanes, undefeated, enter this matchup as a 4.5-point road favorite. We just saw the Heisman odds for Carson Beck at 12-1. Miami's done it on both sides of the ball, physical offense and defensive lines. Florida State has won 3 of the last 4 in the series, but Miami dominated this matchup 36-14 last year. Total sets in, Coach, at 53.5. How do you see this game playing out early on?
Well, this one's got a lot of great points in this game. First of all, you've got Miami's defense has got to slow down and contain Tommy Castellanos, because if he can run and throw and he can be successful with that running game, they're going to score points. So you remember last week they had over, they're still the number one scoring team and the number one yardage team in the country. And he had a pretty good game last week in a loss. And so the big thing is, can Miami's defense contain, slow down, lower the potential of the FSU offense? And they may be more important than that. It's just to flip it. After watching FSU's defense give up drive for a touchdown, 6 touchdown drives for UVA last week, 3 of the last 3 over 75 yards against Florida State's defense. So I think it's a question mark now. Can Florida State's defense keep the scoring down by Miami's offense? And then, 2, will Miami be able to contain that quarterback at FSU?
And Miami right now is going to have to stop a rushing attack in Florida State that's averaging, right, Coach, 336 rushing yards per game. They have 20 rushing touchdowns through 4 weeks of the regular season. And when you just look at the dominance against, right, Kent State, the dominance last week, you got to believe that Gus Malzahn might utilize different formations and motion to potentially, right, create mismatches and then work off of play action. with Thomas Castellanos. If you're Gus Malzahn and you're Florida State, you're playing a little bit with house money right now. You're underdogs. Nobody really expects you to win, especially after the loss last week. How do you change it up? Do you throw caution to the wind and be aggressive early, or do you sort of make this a four-quarter game and try to steal it in the fourth quarter?
No. They're underdogs, but that's because Miami is a very good football team. This is an explosive FSU team, and they've got to put the pedal to the metal and run their offense. Remember, their explosive offense is as much running up the middle with the quarterback as it is with throwing the ball on unpredictable downs. So I think all of that's critical to them. I will say this, FSU has some kind of exaggerated stats. They really picked up East Texas A&M and Kent State are two teams that really are not even close to a Power Five team. They really padded their scores in the 60s and 70s. So they're probably a little bit inflated. But I do think Tommy Castellanos has the chance. If they'll let him run and then throw and have explosive plays, Miami's got to be ready for that, because that's how Florida's – they can't say, let's hope this is going to be a low-scoring game. I just don't think that's going to happen. I don't think FSU defense can keep this to a low-scoring game.
When you look at Carson Beck, a veteran, he's making his first career start for the Hurricanes. Yeah. Tallahassee on the road, but he's played in big games at the University of Georgia. How important is Carson Beck's experience in this game going up against a top 15, top 20 opponent? And secondly, they have an extra week of preparation for this matchup. That's got to be beneficial for Mario Cristobal and the offense and defensive staffs.
Joe, you hit on two of maybe the most important things that people don't think about. One, they had a week off. And part of FSU's offensive success is they have a system. They have a quarterback, running back, a run and throw system that Gus Malzahn has been very effective with, of not knowing where the ball is going. Is it the jet sweep? Is it the handoff the opposite direction? Or is it the running back up the middle? You've got to have an extra week helps you to prepare for this. And the other thing is Carson Beck. You know, I've coached at FSU quite a few times and at Georgia and at Alabama. That stadium is rocking, but it is nothing compared to the bigger stadiums in the SEC. Carson Beck has played in bigger, louder, and as exciting, but it will be something I think he'll be a veteran and can handle.
I like Florida State with the points. Total-wise, mm-hmm. I think we might be under the total just because I think Florida State, from a defensive perspective, doesn't want to get into a shootout. I think they do want to control a little bit of clock to keep Carson Beck on the sidelines, but we'll see how it plays out. Another big game, Coach, in the conference mm-hmm. is undefeated Louisville and the hot Virginia Cavaliers. You look at this matchup, Miller Moss, Chandler Morris. Right now we check in. Louisville opened as a 7.5-point home favorite. It's now down to 6.5. The total is 62.5 in Louisville. How do you see this one playing out between Jeff Brohm and Tony Elliott?
But I think two teams that are really playing well. I like Virginia and the points. And the reason, I just think now that I've been able to see them play, especially the way they played against FSU, the way they ran the football and passed, the way they consistently drove the field, they can score points. They're a top five, a top 10 scoring and total offense in the nation still. And they've done it against some good people. So I really think UVA is on a roll. Louisville came back, and they had not played anybody until last week. And they came back and beat Pitt in a come-from-behind victory. And I think both good teams, but I think Virginia will pull it out with the points. I think I'm going to go with Virginia.
Yeah, when you see Virginia and Chandler Morris, 229 yards in the win, he did also abuse Florida State on the ground with the RPO game. You look at this team right now in Virginia, their only loss came by 4 points on the road against NC State, a very good team right now that does have 3 wins on the regular season. And Tony Elliott has done a fantastic job in getting transfer talent there.
Right.
He's coached it up on both sides of the ball. And I just think as well, their defense was very opportunistic against Florida State. That travels well on the road, doesn't it?
Oh, absolutely, and what you mentioned in the portal transfers. Now when you see UVA, even against a team like Florida State with portal talent as well, You see, they match up well athletically. I think UVA, because of their use of the portal, they're a different football team, and they're another program from around the country that has taken NILs and portal and transformed their football team.
When we come back, we'll break down some other big games in the ACC. Joe Lisi and Coach Bowden coming right back. Back on the Bowden Blitz, Joe Lisi and Coach Bowden breaking down week six in the ACC. Left off talking about the two big games, Virginia and Louisville, and the battle in Tallahassee between Miami and Florida State. Another good matchup, Pitt's in Blacksburg. You have a very hot Virginia Tech team that started 0-3, Coach. They've won two straight. They're undefeated in the conference, sitting at 1-0, and they're facing a team in Wake Forest that pushed Haynes King and Georgia Tech to the limit last week. They lost in overtime 30-29. Virginia Tech opened as a 6.5-point home favorite. We're seeing sixes across the board. One of their key defensive ends did transfer or redshirt, like we thought might happen. How do you see this game playing out right now? Because Virginia Tech does have a little bit of momentum.
Yeah, I mean, I kind of, as long as they got Kyron Drones at quarterback, they got a chance to beat people. He's an outstanding quarterback, very dynamic. And Stewart, Tevion Stewart, the running back's having some big games now. So I think he keeps them hot. And they've shown they've got some resiliency as that they took their tough situation and it pulled them together. But, I mean, you mentioned to me earlier today, they had a defensive player, I think, jump, remove himself from the team and take a red shirt. You know, if you play in more than – you can play in four games and still redshirt. And if you're talking about getting into the portal, you got a lot more marketability if you've got 2 years of eligibility left. You got more money. You can make more money. Now, I think most of their team will not be able to take the four – they'll be beyond four games unless they got injured. But still, there are going to be people talking to Virginia Tech players about, hey, don't get hurt. Because you're going to be worth something out there if you jump in the portal. So I think right now, as long as they've got that quarterback and he's not going anywhere, I've got them winning this football game and covering the 7 points against Wake Forest. Wake Forest has done a good job. I mean, should have beat Georgia Tech. They should have beat Georgia Tech. There was a bad penalty that was not called and allowed Georgia Tech to come back and win the game. But I kind of like the way they have rallied at Virginia Tech.
I do as well, and they're going to be rocking orange uniforms. I don't know if you saw it. It's similar to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers a little bit, wearing orange face masks for the first time, I think, in a very long time. So check out social media for that. It's also homecoming, and I agree with you. Yeah. I lean to Florida State, Virginia Tech in this matchup strictly because they're playing very well right now. They're averaging 155 rushing yards per game, 4.5 yards per carry. On the season, they've been able to run the football effectively in back-to-back wins against NC State and Wofford. They haven't turned the football over. They've been winning the turnover battle. And to your point about Kyron Drones, he's been very clean with the football over the past couple of games. He's a mobile quarterback. Right. He's averaging well over 200 passing yards per game. I think that travels in this type of matchup, going up against maybe an inferior opponent athletically with Dickert and the crew. I think Virginia Tech in this game could cover the number. Now, after this week, if they potentially lose, I think that's where we looked at Virginia Tech as a sell spot. But right now, they're undefeated in the conference, and you got to sort of roll with that type of mentality, right?
Right. Yeah, and if you think, and again, to go back to what you talked about at FSU, they have a great home field atmosphere. In Wake Forest, I've coached and broadcasted up there. It's hard to see emotion, and it's hard to get excited about games there. It just doesn't have that kind of feel. But Virginia Tech's kind of famous for their home field advantage. I think that's going to be crazy. I think those fans are going to want to help motivate those players in the future of that program.
I agree. So we'll see how that plays out. It is an early kick in the afternoon. Coach and I both like Virginia Tech in that matchup. Cal got a victory over Boston College. Duke dominated Syracuse. Now Duke goes on the road to Cal Berkeley, coach. They're -2.5. They're favorites on the road. I love the way Mensa is playing. How do you see this one playing out for the Duke Blue Devils and the Cal Bears?
You know, I have a hard time. I'm not sure I'll take my money out of my pocket on this one, but I like Duke, and I worry because again they're traveling. They're playing a game. It's a 9:30 kick. I think it'll be over like 1:30 Eastern time. I don't know how that's going to affect those Duke players playing all the way on the West Coast. Both teams have had some success this year and are riding good success. Cal had a big win over Syracuse, but they played without a quarterback and they just dominated Syracuse. Duke, on the other hand, they've had two really nice wins and gotten themselves back in the winning part after losing two tough games. I think Duke has got better team right now than Cal. But I just don't know how the travel's going to affect them. How Cal had that terrible game against San Diego State, 34-0, they lost, but they came back and beat a Syracuse game that was hobbling because of quarterback. So I would go with Duke if I was putting my money on it, and I may not right now, but I would go with Duke.
For Coach Bowden, I'm Joe Lisi. Have a great weekend, everyone. We'll see you next week on the Bowden Blitz.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Hey, Central Ohio. The nationwide Children's Marathon will be taking over the city on October 18th and 19th. COTA riders can expect significant reroutes throughout the city. Operators will be working tirelessly to assist COTA customers. That's October 18th and 19th for the nationwide Children's Marathon. Expect significant reroutes downtown. You can view real-time updates on the transit app or at COTA.com. That's COTA.com. Good luck to all the runners.
Did you know you can save up to 70% on the best brands just by shopping at FromRebel.com? We're talking about strollers, car seats, high chairs, espresso machines, cookware, everything you need for way less. Here's how it works. Every single day, Rebel drops thousands of new products on the site for up to 70% off. It is a constant stream of endless deals from top brands like Upa Baby, Nuna, Baby Bjorn, Breville, Nespresso, KitchenAid, Le Creuset, and more. But you have to act fast because every deal is one of a kind. So if you see something you love, make sure you add to cart fast. So stop paying full price when you don't have to. Whether it's baby gear, kitchen upgrades, or a treasure for your home you didn't know you needed, Rebel has it for way less, up to 70% less. Shop from Rebel.com and save big.